When it comes to heating up your business, it's all about making more bacon. And that requires an expert
with a particular set of skills.
You need
a Baconologist.
Building authentic connections, online networking, through social selling, relationship marketing, mindset and training.
Yeah, that's bacon.
Get ready, because we're about to fry up a sizzling success strategy. This is the Bacon Podcast with your host and business Baconologist, Brian Basilico.
It's a lot of bees, man.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So if you think about it, it's easy to know about many people. They're people I know I've never met in person or even had an online conversation with. Going from the know to trust requires a stepping stone. And that's called a like. You can try to jump over that stone, but it leads to a transactional two-step. You may make a sale, but it will not build a relationship. Relationships are key in the B2B world because businesses need to know and be reminded that you're there to serve them when needed and that they can continue to trust you. Like is not just appearing as a nice guy or gal. It's about actively creating top-of-mind presence, that you are reliable and present. Furthermore, it's a process that bridges the gap between know and trust. Not everyone who knows you will like you and your business. Not everyone who knows you may even be associated with anything related to your business. Like has specific associations. It refers to you as a person and can also relate to your specific business or your role in a business. So, someone can like you because they've met you at your kid's soccer game. They could like you because you have a certain role related to their business, like a speaker, a member of an association or community group. They can also like you because you could be either a direct customer to them, a referral source, or have access to their perfect client in your company. Also, they could like you because you're a person in business who can directly solve their problem or be part of a team of people who can help them become more successful. In your perfect business world, people who like you will buy from you. In the real world, you never know who each person is connected to and how this can lead to direct customers. I like to put people into three buckets that help to define their relationship with you and your business. Any one of those three could lead to business. So, you want to keep them in your sphere of influence. Level 3 people are those who may never buy from you, but find you interesting and worth staying in touch with. They may be neighbors, friends, family, or even people who are trying to sell you something from their business. You never know when a level 3 person will say, "Hey, I know a guy or a gal you need to talk to and connect with or read about." Level 2 people are active in your business life and have a high potential to become clients, vendors, or power partners, and are also in a position to make additional connections and referrals. This also works in reverse. You could have a high potential to become a client, a vendor, or a power partner for them. These people may be part of your business networks or friends of people who are in your level 1 connections. Level 1 people are of the highest value. They're in the current active community of clients, past clients, vendors, influencers, or prime power partners. They also could have been a level 3 or level 2 connection in the past. Not every one of those people will lead to immediate or potential business, but prospects certainly fall into that category as well. There's no perfect test or checklist that helps you categorize these people as level 1, two, or three. And I can assure you that they can and will move between groups. It's up to you and your interactions and potentially your gut feelings that help you to start to see them at those levels. So let's define a like. Like is a connection. Online, a connection is a follow, friend request, or whatever a social platform says. It's phrases that defines as a positive affinity, rapport, or a fondness with somebody in a digital sense. In a literal sense, like means you have something in common. For example, I like dogs, golf, music, humor, motivation, family, and business. The more you have in common with certain people, the more they will like you. Conversely, if all you talk about is business, you limit who will like you. There's an unwritten law about a like. You are going to be you. That does not mean that you want to or have to invoke everything you believe in or are passionate about online. That means it's good to filter some things and practice restraint. There's an unwritten law that says if you talk about politics, religion, or sex, men versus women, online, you're certain to piss off at least 50% of your audience. I've met people who refuse to filter their passion for God because it's what their religion insists they do. It's their job to evangelize their church. The problem is, not everybody is going to agree with their religion, denomination, or even the doctrine of their synod. Lutherans have three synods. The Catholic Church is comprised of six different liturgical rites, and within those rites, there are 24 particular churches. Then factor in Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, agnostics, atheists, and now you have a religious mess. It might even surprise you to know that there are over 4,000 recognized religions in the world. So some people try to play it safe by posting nothing personal and only posting about their business. This has a very limiting effect. Only people who are involved with your business or have an exacting need at a specific time will ever pay attention to what you have to say. You also see people and companies that wee-wee all over themselves when creating content or posting online. We achieved this award. We have an office in Bangkok. We have a new CTO. Only people who are already familiar with you and your business will care. Some people may see this as an opening to sell you what they have if it fits with your achievements. So I hope you can see that only posting personal or only posting business information limits your audience. It's a mix, kind of a dance, of softly revealing the human part of yourself and your business. You can also share about how you're a member of a community and a business person. It's a balance and moderation. It's also about posting the right content, in the right context, on the right platform, at the right time. LinkedIn rewards posts about business, news, insights, and motivation. Facebook rewards posts about babies, puppies, and bacon. Instagram rewards posting beautiful and interesting pictures. Twitter, also known as X, rewards posting controversial opinions and news. Should you post anything about business on Facebook or personal information on LinkedIn? Of course, but it's about the mix of how much you do on each platform. Also, playing to a platform's strength helps you stay top of mind. A post about your dog on Facebook may get your post about using AI in business on LinkedIn more attention. Whenever you create a post and content, You're speaking to both people, your preferred audience, and to the platform, its algorithms. The more people interact with your content, like, comment, and share it, the more the platform will show your content to the people who interact with it. No matter how many connections you have, you can't control who sees your post. The software of the platform and its algorithms control that. Your job is to control what you can and optimize what you can't. For the sake of argument, I use 150 as the number of people who will actually see any content you post on most platforms. Although there are exceptions, this is a fairly solid number, whether you have 100, 1,000, or 10,000 connections. You and your connections' brains would explode if you saw every post from every connection all the time. It would totally make social media unusable. So, nobody is going to like and pay attention to you just because they know you or know of you. The exception is if you're a celebrity or an influencer. But it's going to be a process. Some people will like you because of your dog. Others may relate to your golf or pickleball games. At the same time, others may be able to relate to your struggles as a business owner, employee, or salesperson. It usually is a combination or a mix of all of the above and more. The process of getting people's attention will be a mix of entertainment and information. It's what I like to call infotainment. The goal is to inform and entertain people so they'll continue to interact and pay attention to you and your business. It's the activity that gets someone who knows you to know you better. It's about informing without dividing. It's about making them feel something. It's about forming a bond around subjects that matter to both of you. The goal is to stay in touch and be top of mind. The goal should not be just to sell something. There are three final points that I believe need to be addressed. First, just because you have something in common with someone who knows and likes you does not mean this will automatically create business. Keep in mind, there is a chance that when somebody who knows you knows someone else who may need your products and services, they may be introduced or added to your sphere of influence. Second, this is a relationship, so it requires some reciprocity. If you expect people to interact with you and your content, you should invest some time and attention in engaging with them and theirs. The simplest thing you can do is wish somebody a happy birthday once a year. Also, keep in mind, this is not a quid pro quo. It's not a like for a like or a share for a share. The platform and the algorithm choose which interactions get your content noticed by which connections, and vice versa. Third, just making a connection with someone who knows you is the beginning of the like process. You have to create and share content for your audience to interact with. It could be as simple as a graphic, all the way to a webinar or even a manifesto. You have to provide the right audience on the right platform with the right content that encourages engagement. From that point forward, people who know you will define in their own mind how much they like you. That is the path to trust, which we'll discuss in our next podcast.
Thank you for letting us sprinkle some bacon bits into your brains. Want some more? Learn more about this podcast and our guest experts at baconpodcast.com. Have questions? Send them to askbrian@baconpodcast.com. Until next time, keep sizzling. And remember, it's all about the bacon.